Hi, my name is Charlie Lawler.
And my name is Elias Cindy. We're reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs read a book titled The Bad Case of the Tattletongue by Julia Cook. Since then, the Cubs have been talking about tattling rules. They posted 4 rules in their classroom to remind themselves to think before they tattle. The rules are, number 1, be a danger ranger. Ask yourself if someone is in danger. If so, tell someone right away. Be a problem solver. Ask yourself, can I work this out without an adult? Number 3, an hour later, ask yourself, does this problem need to be solved right now or can it wait for later? And lastly, number 4, MYOB, which stands for Mind Your Own Beeswax. Ask yourself, is it really any of my business? In other Bear Cub news, the class was relieved to see that Sparky, the birch tree the class adopted for their nature journals, survived the storm and is only missing a few leaves, which were bound to come off sometime anyway.
The Fawns have been writing personal stories using the words I, me, and my. In science, the students observed, compared, and described the properties of a solid, liquid, and gas. The students challenged themselves to use descriptive words. Then they went on a kid website to find examples of each. In art, the Fawns did an art project called One Shape Art. The students created a picture or a design using cutout pieces of construction paper, all one shape, but not necessarily all one size. The results were stunning.
The Wolves enjoyed a presentation from a visiting geologist, David Demers. Mr. Demers' presentation began with the big picture, the galaxy, and then focused in on the Earth, the Earth's crust, and then finally the unique geologic area of the North Shore. The students gained perspective from this exciting presentation and are ready to learn more. The Wolves have written down what they want to accomplish in school this year and are now transferring these goals onto the flag of a paper sailboat that will travel down the Mississippi River display in their classroom all school year. The students' goals will be visible all year and will be reviewed, reflected upon, and revised as needed.
The Otters did the first science lab of the school year. They compared different methods of hand washing. The students' data compared hand washing 5 seconds versus 20 seconds, using soap versus no soap, using friction versus no friction. Results are still being tabulated, but in general, the students are learning that more is better when it comes to hand washing. The lab was in conjunction with a Germ City installation that visited GES from Public Health. Thank you, Amy Lacina. It was cool to see all that simulated bacteria on our hands.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Charlie.
And Elia.
Have a great day.